The Science of Getting Rich, Attracting Financial Success Through Creative Thought by Wallace D. Wattles, read by Beau Bridgewater. Chapter 2. There is a Science of Getting Rich. There is a science of getting rich. It is an exact science, like algebra or arithmetic. There are certain laws which govern the process of acquiring riches. Once a person learns and obeys these laws, he will get rich with mathematical certainty. The ownership of money and property comes as a result of doing things in a certain way. Those who do things in a certain way, whether on purpose or accidentally, get rich. Those who do not do things in this certain way, no matter how hard they work or how able they are, remain poor. It is a natural law that like causes always produce like effects. Therefore, any man or woman who learns to do things in this certain way will infallibly get rich. That the above statement is true is shown by the following facts. Getting rich is not a matter of environment. If it were, all the people in certain areas would become wealthy. The people of one city would all be rich, while those of other towns would all be poor. The inhabitants of one state would roll in wealth, while those of an adjoining state would be in poverty. We frequently see rich and poor living in the same environment and often engaged in the same vocations. When two people are in the same locality and in the same business, and one gets rich while the other remains poor, it shows that getting rich is not primarily a matter of environment. Some environments may be more favorable than others, but when two people in the same business are in the same neighborhood, and one gets rich while the other fails, it indicates that getting rich is the result of doing things in a certain way. And furthermore, the ability to do things in a certain way is not solely due to the possession of the talent, because many people who have great talent remain poor, while others who have very little talent get rich. If we study people who have gotten rich, we find that they are an average lot in all respects. It is evident that they do not get rich because they possess unique talents and abilities. They get rich because they happen to do things in a certain way. Getting rich is not the result of saving or thrift. Many very penurious people are poor, while free spenders often get rich. Nor is getting rich due to doing things which others fail to do. Two people in the same business often do exactly the same things, and one gets rich, while the other remains poor or becomes bankrupt. From all these things, we must come to the conclusion that getting rich is the result of doing things in a certain way. If getting rich is the result of doing things in a certain way, then any man or woman who can do things in that way can become rich. And if like causes always produce like effects, the whole matter can be brought within the domain of an exact science. The question arises whether this certain way may not be so difficult that only a few may follow it. As we have seen, this cannot be true so far as natural ability is concerned. Talented people get rich, and blockheads get rich. Intellectually brilliant people get rich, and very stupid people get rich. Physically strong people get rich, and weak and sickly people get rich. Some degree of ability to think and understand is, of course, essential. But, insofar as natural ability is concerned, any man or woman who has sense enough to read and understand these words can certainly get rich. Although we have seen that it is not a matter of environment, location does count for something. One would not go to the heart of the Sahara and expect to do successful business. Getting rich involves the necessity of dealing with people and of being where there are people to deal with, but that is about as far as an environment environment matters. If anybody else in your town can get rich, so can you. If anybody else in your state can get rich, so can you. Again, it is not a matter of choosing some particular business or profession. People get rich in every business and in every profession. While their next-door neighbors in the same vocation remain in poverty. It is true that you will do best in a business which you like, and if you have certain talents which are well-developed, you will do best in a business which calls for the exercise of those talents. Also, you will do best in a business which is suited to your locality. An ice cream parlor would do better in a warm climate than in Greenland. A salmon fishery will succeed better in the Northwest than in Florida, where there are no salmon. But, aside from these general limitations, getting rich is not dependent on your engaging in some particular business, but on your learning to do things in a certain way. If you are now in business, and someone else in your locality is getting rich in the same business, while you are not getting rich, it is because you are not doing things the same way that the other person is doing them. No one is prevented from getting rich by lack of capital. True, as you get capital, its increase becomes more easy and rapid. But, no matter how poor you may be, if you begin to do things in a certain way, you will begin to have capital. The getting of capital is a part of the process of getting rich. It is a part of the result which invariably follows the doing of things in a certain way. You may be the poorest person on the continent and be deeply in debt, but if you begin to do things in this certain way, you must infallibly begin to get rich, because like causes must produce like effects. You will get rich even if you do not have any friends, influence, or other resources. If you have no capital, you can get capital. If you are in the wrong business, you can get into the right business. If you are in the wrong location, you can go to the right location. You can do so by beginning in your present business and in your present location to do things in a certain way which causes success.